you can trust.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching at hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right back into your phone calls. That is the point of the program, and then maybe in a little while, Julia, you'll tell us about an illegal cough drop dealer. But first, to the calls, and we'll start, I believe, with Dan in California. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Dan, what's on your mind tonight?
Actually, you know, I need you guys' help.
Okay.
It's been about 4 months. I used to listen to GCN all the time, your show, Alex's show. But I've been stuck driving 2 hours to work each way every day, and I've been stuck with mainstream radio. And tomorrow I'm going to visit my friends in L.A. People were getting the old Ron Paul campaign together again to have a meeting. And I'm afraid I'm going to be way out of the loop and forgetting, not knowing what's really going on.
Well, all you have to do is buy yourself a cheapo MP3 player, and you can get those things for less than $100. I mean, some of them less than $50. You can get yourself a 512 megabyte MP3 player or something like that. I don't even know if they sell them that small anymore. But load up some podcasts and listen that way.
That's not a bad idea. I never thought of that.
But it's not that I'm trying to tune people out of their local radio station, but I agree with you.
No,
man.
No, don't.
If your local radio station isn't airing Free Talk Live, then there's not much else worth listening to. If you want something that's not a typical cookie cutter conservative talk radio or liberal, you know, cookie cutter liberal talk radio.
Yeah, I mean, all I've been hearing about, I've been trying to piece it together through the BS that they put out, is Bernie Madoff and the Seattle bailout now. Tell me if I'm on the right track here. The auto bailout. They're bailing out, I think it's Chrysler. And there's a company last year that bought, I think, 2/3 of Chrysler called Soreros. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea.
No idea. Because Dan Quayle is the head of that. He's the chairman of the board of this company that owns 1/3 of Chrysler.
Yeah, it's not really a surprise, right? I mean, people in the government are known for rewarding their friends and punishing their enemies, so that figures. Apparently, according to the story, it's a $17.4 billion, what they're calling a rescue package for the troubled Detroit automakers. The story from the Wall Street Journal, it allows them to avoid bankruptcy for the time being and leaves many big decisions for the incoming Obama administration. Apparently, these are what they're calling short-term loans, I believe. I'm not sure what that really entails. But from what I understand, Ford basically said, well, we don't want it. So,
right. Ford positioned himself in the market. But I heard a quote from Bush saying how much he doesn't want to – oh, wait, no. He said he says he's going to have to pull away from the free market principles to save the free market principles. Is that not doublespeak?
It's bizarro. I mean, whatever it is. The whole idea that George Bush is in any way an adherent to the free marketplace is pretty absurd right on its face. But, yes, that certainly seems doublespeakish.
Next they're going to say they're going to have to abandon the First Amendment to save the First Amendment.
Well, war is peace, you know, et cetera, and all that nonsense. I thank you for the call, and good luck with your trip. 800-259-9231. The story here, again, from the Wall Street Journal, that speaking from the White House, George Bush said the administration decided against forcing a bankruptcy to compel cost-cutting in order to avoid the risk that consumers would desert one or more of the companies and touch off an industry collapse, deepening the current economic downturn. Bush said, in the midst of a financial crisis, allowing the U.S. auto industry to collapse is not a responsible course of action. Under ordinary economic circumstances, I'd say this is the price that failed companies must pay, and I would not favor intervening to prevent the automakers from going out of business. But these are not ordinary circumstances. I'm sorry, but the whole idea that three companies in America failing is going to set the economy off its rocker, is going to mess with things significantly, I just find that hard to believe. They're just companies. Companies go out of business all
the
time.
Government money holding up companies that failed is going to mess with things more than letting them go out of business.
Well, I mean, and you know what? We were talking about this over dinner tonight, and because it was all over the television sets in the place that we happen to be eating. And if GM and Chrysler, and that's those are the two companies that are going to be taking the money from the government, so it's $13.4 billion to them, and then another $4 billion later in February. So if they're going to be taking these billions of dollars, we have to remember that they botched it up already. Like, the people running these companies screwed up so royally that they're now being bailed out by the federal government. But who really believes that all of a sudden the money that's not even theirs is going to be somehow better spent than the money that was theirs? I mean, the money they lost was their money. That was their company's money. Now it's taxpayer dollars that are coming in. And you think they're going to do a better job of running their company? That all of a sudden they're going to turn things around and start selling more cars? I don't believe it for a moment.
No.
This is just going to...
It's like a kid who's, you know, like a 15-year-old whose mom bought him a BMW or something ludicrous like that, and a 16-year-old kid who saved up their own money and bought their own car. I mean, the person who saved their own money and actually worked hard and bought their own car is going to
take care of it better.
Yeah, they're going to take care of it better.
The money, again, $13.4 billion and then $4 billion later, it would provide the government with non-voting warrants, although the exact amount was unclear immediately, and I believe that means stock. I believe that the government is going to essentially own a piece of these companies. The deal is contingent on the company showing they are financially viable by March 31st. If they aren't, the loans will be called and all funds must be returned. So what if they... If March 31st comes, and I'm no business expert, so please, I know how to run my business, but certainly don't know much about yours or the car business. So if you want to comment on this and clarify, if I've gotten some information, if I misunderstood this, please, 1-800-259-9231. But it says here that they have to show their financial viability to the government. So by March 31st, Chrysler and GM have to come back to the government and say, see, we're doing good. We're doing good over here, and show how they're financially viable, whatever that means. I'm not sure what the parameters on that are. But if they don't, then they're going to call the loans. So what happens if they've already spent the money? What happens if they took the $13.4 billion and spent $12.6? How are they going to be able to pay back those loans? You know how? They'll have to give ownership. This is my speculation here. If they don't have the money, then the government's going to want more stock, won't they? The government's going to want to essentially nationalize the companies.
What was the name of that car that the government made in Germany in like 19...
Like the Volga, or was that Russia? I don't recall.
I don't remember, but it was some sort of government-made car in either Soviet Russia or...
It was a real crap can.
Yeah, it was the only car that the government... tried to build, and it was just an awful piece of junk looking thing.
Then you have to take it apart to actually get to the oil dipstick or something like that.
Yeah, it was just retarded in many ways.
The deal generally tracks key provisions of bailout legislation that nearly passed Congress, but it's relatively lenient in allowing the companies to show their viability, which it defines as having a positive net present value, a way of gauging the company's worth and taking into account all their future obligations. It sees targets for the companies to hit in determining their financial health, such as reducing debt and current cash payments for future health care obligations. But according to a White House fact sheet, the targets would be non-binding in the sense that negotiations can deviate from the quantitative targets. All business speak, very confusing to me. So I'm not sure how this is all going to turn out, but I don't predict anything good to come from this. And taxpayers are going to be paying big money in. These companies, which are failing over and over again, are going to, in my opinion, they're probably going to continue to fail because there's no real reason for them to succeed at this point. And they'll botch it up, and they'll have to pay the money back to the government, and they won't have the money to pay back. And so the government will come in and take ownership. And I don't know what that will mean, because there's no way that a government-owned car company can compete in the marketplace.
No.
Can you imagine? So we'll see what happens, and we'd love to hear your thoughts.
The post office can only compete by making it mandatory that you have to send mail under a dollar through the post office.
They're probably not going to get away with passing some special law to essentially cut all the other car vendors out of the business. That doesn't seem very likely.
No.
So
that would make a lot of people really, really angry,
Maybe the government will take over the companies and, like, try their best to run them and just completely run them into the ground and keep spending taxpayer money on it. I don't know. Who knows how this is all going to turn out. But it's not good, and they're going to take your money. So... stop buying American. If you're continuing to buy American, you should stop. Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page-turner hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and the features include the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop when there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Love Liberty? Then check out Bureaucrash Social, the place for you to connect with freedom fighters from around the world. At Bureaucrash Social, you can share your ideas, obtain resources, and document your activism, as well as find awesome videos and pictures uploaded by other crashers. Go to bureaucrash.com to learn more.
That's right, Bureaucrash Social, really cool site. I'm liking it a lot. It's essentially the Facebook for liberty lovers. So, I mean, everybody on there digs freedom, and so that's kind of a nice little... It's a nice little community to exist in.
I haven't found it that exciting of a website. Maybe it's new still, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, I think it's a pretty great website, and bureaucrash.com is where you want to go to take a look at that.
I probably shouldn't say stuff like that about
you're not somebody
sponsors.
Who really not somebody who really is into meeting other people in this movement. So.
Well, that's slightly harsh,
isn't it? I mean, it's
As far as internet friends go, yeah. I'm not interested in meeting a bunch of internet friends who, for me, any sort of social networking site like Facebook or MySpace is either to to keep up with old friends and that sort of thing. And I don't generally, I mean, I add people, but I don't participate. I don't do any of the little games.
Right. So for those of you who do appreciate social networking websites. The Bureaucrash Social site is a pretty darn good one.
I probably shouldn't be talking down on a sponsor of the show. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, as far as social networking websites, it works. I mean, it's a good site. You can add friends, and there are discussion forums, and it's a functional website. You've been to it, right?
Yes, it's a functional website, and I have an account, so add me if you like.
Well, all right, so Bureaucrash Social, bureaucrash.com. All right, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Craig in New York. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Smooth move there, huh? Just a sponsor.
She's new at this radio thing, Craig.
That's not entirely true.
She's probably red-faced as heck right now. All right, listen, Ian.
All right, Craig, I'm listening. Go.
You're killing me, dude.
What's going on?
Well, you know, I was listening to you 17th, okay? And I mean... Okay. I was listening to you guys. I got turned on to you guys, and I was hot and heavy on you for a while. But then, man, you know, I'm a Catholic, dude, and all you do is diss us.
Oh, wait. What do you mean all we do is diss
Catholics?
Well,
I'm not saying all we do, but, man, you put down religion a lot.
Well,
you know?
I have a problem with organized religion. I'm not. What do you want me to do, candy coat my views on organized religion for you? Is it just to make you feel better?
I'll tell you what. I don't want you dissing my pope. That's what I don't want you to do. You can have your views.
So wait a minute. Wait a minute, Craig. Are you really that much of a devoted Catholic? I mean, so you believe that the pope has, like, the direct line to God?
The pope is the vicar of God, yes.
Are you like a weekly churchgoer? Are you that devoted?
Absolutely. Daily, if I can get there.
Wow, that's amazing to me. I mean, it's such a world that I don't inhabit these days, and I don't really feel like we spend a lot of time harping on religion on this show. Usually it's only when certain people, the Pharisee types, are advocating for controlling other people's beliefs or controlling their morality. And I mean, you don't think that's right?
No, but I don't think the Pope, the way you characterize him, it does that. You know what I'm saying? And if you would learn what the Pope's role is on Earth and what his responsibilities are. You would come to realize that you're just talking Protestant mumbo jumbo, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Why don't you explain for me, Craig, what the Pope is here for?
Well, for Catholics, let's put it this way: that it was given the office of Peter by Jesus Christ. If you follow in the Bible, now I hate to bring the Bible up, but it's part of the story. All right, I know you think it's a worthless book.
I didn't say it was worthless. I just said it was a book of fiction. There's plenty of fiction that can be worthwhile.
How could it be a work of fiction if Jesus Christ is recorded in history?
I don't want to get into a debate about where I don't have Mark here, so like.
Oh yeah, Mark's the master.
Mark
knows
everything.
Read the Bible.
Right, Mark knows everything about the Bible.
Read the Bible?
Mark has read it over and over again.
Oh yeah, Mark's really into.
He was in prison for 9 years, so he had plenty of time to read.
The Pope is Christ is God's Christ representative on Earth. Okay, he is the leader of our faith. Okay, in spiritual actuality, He is the leader of all people. The Pope is protected by the Holy Spirit in only faith and morals. Those are the two things we have to trust him that he is being led by the Spirit to believe in and to believe in fully. Now, the Catholicism comes with rules, okay?
Yeah, like the ones for priests that say they can't get married?
Absolutely.
Is that still in effect?
Absolutely.
Don't you feel that that's kind of, really outdated and kind of bad in the way, in that it might actually encourage pedophilia?
But it wasn't a pedophilia problem, Ian. It was a homosexual problem. Okay? So those priests who were engaged in illicit behavior wouldn't get married to a heterosexual marriage anyway.
What do you have to say to the fact that these priests that were engaging in pedophilia were just transferred to other churches?
First of all, it wasn't pedophilia, okay?
What was it then?
It was
I thought they were molesting kids.
Well, it was teenagers, okay? And yes,
I don't know about that, but okay.
Is a different category, okay?
I agree with you. If it was teenagers,
okay,
then I agree with you, but that's not what those weren't the stories I heard.
That's what it is. If you look at the facts, that's what it was, okay?
Okay.
And what do I agree with? I think it was wrong, as probably does 99.9% of the Catholics that...
Well, why didn't the Pope step in? I mean, if he's a man of God, and that's
because he's not clairvoyant. I mean, these bishops...
But shouldn't...
You got to understand something, okay?
Yeah.
When Jesus, you know the story of the Bible, right? Jesus picked 12 apostles, right?
Okay.
And one turned on him, right? Judas, one turned him in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I heard.
So Jesus told us, after the bread of life discourse, that did I not pick 12 of you and one of you is the devil? Okay? So he showed us that you got to remember, priests are human too, Ian.
Yes.
They're not perfect. They don't have they have a special grace for their priesthood, but actually, the evil forces are more driven towards them or attracted to them because of their priesthood.
You know, Craig, I have no problem with you going to church and you believing what you want to believe and having an organized religion for yourself. That's totally your business. And as long as you're a man who will not enforce your morality on others at the threat of violence, you and I have no qualms. We have no issues. So, I mean, I understand that you're taken aback when we talk about organized religion in not a positive manner on this program. But we're people who have had negative experiences with organized religion and that we have things to say about it. So, we're not.
That's fine, brother. But what I'm saying here in the larger picture, in the bigger context, is we want this libertarian thing to grow, correct?
Sure.
You can't be dissing people who want to believe and participate in the libertarian experience.
I think you're taking it too personally, Craig.
I think you're dissing you
when in fact we're just dissing on the organized religion concept. That's all. And if that's what your thing is, then that's your business.
But
you got more. Hang on. I'll bring
it
back. I'll bring it back, Craig. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Julia, you've had some experience with organized religion. Will you tell us about some of it?
Sure.
Come back more on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version and webcam, all totally free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
That's PrivacyHarbor.com. As we continue, Craig is still on the line in New York. Craig, we continue the discussion here. You were expressing your outrage, or at least you're somewhat being upset at the fact.
Frustration.
The frustration. Craig, are you still there? I heard a lot of clicking crashing. And Craig, you're there.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So you're
expressing your frustration at the fact that Free Talk Live tends to have hosts on the air who are in no way in love with organized religion, and you believe that that is detrimental to bringing new people into the liberty movement. And what would you suggest, Craig, as far as, well, I don't know, making the show more compatible with deeply, deeply religious, organized religion types like yourself?
Well, what I suggest just stop dissing, basically. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we all understand there's a segment that, you know, there's a large atheist population. Well, not large, but you guys are being vocal now.
I'm not an atheist.
You're not an atheist.
Julia might be. I don't know what she considers herself.
I consider myself not religious. I wouldn't even call myself an atheist.
So I'm not an atheist.
You call yourself an atheist, so you don't believe in nothing.
I'm a pantheist.
Right. I don't care, really, is the way to describe it. I feel like when I meet other atheists, a lot of them are really into, like, spreading atheism and letting other people know that there is no God. And for me, the thought just doesn't ever really cross my mind. I don't think about religion ever, or the lack of religion. I just don't care.
That's a shame.
I guess.
Your theory is that this is it, huh? Come what may?
Well, it may or may not be it, but I'm certainly not going to waste, if it is it, I'm certainly not going to waste it by not doing what I want. I mean, I have a set of morals and stuff like that. I just don't.
Where do those morals come from?
Experiences and how I feel are right or wrong. I was actually raised Catholic, but...
Then
I went to a Mormon church for a little while, and then I became an atheist, and I was like 15 then, and then now I just classify myself as not religious.
And how old are you now?
I'm going to be 24 in like 2 days, actually.
And how old are you, Ian?
28.
So you guys are young pups yet.
I guess, Craig. How old are you, since we're going around the circle?
I'm a young 45.
Okay, well, let's talk briefly about organized religion and why it is I have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with people being religious. I mean, technically, I am religious in that I am a pantheist, and I have a certain set of beliefs that is, it is a religious set of beliefs. So I don't have a problem with religion or the idea of believing in some sort of supreme being. I don't have a problem with any of that. What I have a problem with is organized religion, and it's history. Of oppression. I mean, organized religion used to be the government, essentially. I mean, before we had the sort of powerful this imperial government that we have today, in the past it was organized religion that owned the land, and organized religion was I mean, there's no doubt about this in my mind, was instituted to control people, Craig, and I believe that it still exists for that purpose. It exists for the purpose of giving people this moral code, because for whatever reason, they can't figure it out on their own, what's right and what's wrong, and then using that excuse to say, well, you follow these diktats or these edicts, and you must follow these as well. Look, if you want to get to the happy land, the heaven, the fun place when you die, instead of the burning eternal torment, then you must do what we say. And whatever they say is not based on any sort of word of God. It's based on some other men, and what they decided was right, and what they decided was appropriate for people to do. And it seems to me that organized religion has always existed to control mankind, and as somebody who doesn't appreciate being controlled, I can't have any real appreciation for organized religion. I do appreciate believing in something. I do appreciate perhaps believing in something of a higher power than you. I appreciate all those things. I appreciate spirituality and whatever it is that you think is important in life, doing that. But I don't appreciate the vibe that I get from organized religion, and that vibe
and you just don't understand, or if you haven't studied enough to understand the origin of organized
religion. Well, here's what I understand, Craig. I understand that the organized religions all believe they've got it right. And there are so many of them out there. They all believe that it's their way or the highway, that you either follow their doctrine or you are going to some evil, terrible place. I mean, that's not what they all say. But
with reason, Ian. With reason. I mean, look.
With reason?
I mean, look at it this way, okay? Jesus Christ, out of all the purported gods and all the other faiths on this earth right at this time, okay, Jesus Christ was the only God that was prophetically told was going to come to earth, okay? 6,000 years, the Jewish tradition proved.
How do you know that? Have you researched all of the other gods in mankind's history?
Well, the ones of the major faiths, yes, I have.
The ones in the major faiths that exist today, but what about the faiths that existed a couple thousand years ago? What about those faiths back then? What about their gods?
What does that matter? If you believe in Jesus Christ and you believe in the resurrection, everything else doesn't matter.
Well, I don't believe in Jesus Christ.
Well, there are people that believe that
I believe that there may have really been a person named Jesus with long hair who I don't know, but I don't believe that he had any sort of special powers.
But some people do, and some people do.
That's fine, but what Ian's talking about is the basis of organized religion,
right?
And how they believe that their doctrine is true.
You know,
now you can believe that as a person, and that's fine. And I will go to great lengths to discuss it with you and show you the visible, tangible miracles that God has left on earth to show us that he's real.
Okay.
You know?
you know, you could talk about miracles, and we can also talk about the Holocaust as well. I mean, we could go back and forth on this forever, but the fact is, there are different religions besides Jesus-based religions in the world, and they believe differently than the Jesus-based religions. Who are you to say, Craig, that your religion is right and their religion is wrong? And conversely, who are they to say that their religion is right and your religion is wrong? I mean, there's this never-ending battle between these various different religions to recruit, and really, it's just...
Ian, let me ask you a question. What other religion are you talking about? There's only really three faiths, okay, that has a god. Buddha doesn't have a god. Buddha is a way. Buddhism, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have the Muslim faith, you have the Jewish tradition, you have Christianity. What else do you have, unless you want to talk about the Greek gods?
What other faith... I am not a religious expert, man, but I know there are thousands of variations on those religions that you mentioned, and they all have different doctrine. They all have different beliefs. They say if you do certain things, and you'll go to hell. And if you you do things,
you know what my problem with religion is all the rules, man. I can't have sex before marriage. Like I could go on and on about the tomes of rules that just.
You'll burn in hell, Julia,
Look. I mean, yes, okay? And let me talk a little bit so I can have a dialogue.
You've got
a
limited amount of time, but go ahead.
That's fine. Okay. Yes, there's rules. You have kids, right, Ian?
No.
You don't have kids yet. Okay? Well, when you have kids... are you going to have rules in your house that your kids have to live by?
Of course I would have rules in my house.
Okay, so now, God created the human beings, correct?
That's what you believe.
Okay, that's what I believe. Jesus Christ came to earth, okay, to tell us to have a relationship, to call God, the Creator, Father, Abba, okay, Daddy. We are to have a relationship like that with God, the Creator, okay? We are to look to Him as our Father, okay?
That's
and every father has rules to live by. He made the rules. Okay?
Right, but see, now I've grown up and I don't like my dad's rules and I moved out
what's going to happen to you by your Catholic beliefs, Craig?
That
what
is
will
a personal
to...
decision that you can make.
Now,
but
wait,
let me
Craig,
tell you
Craig
something.
Is the Catholic religion, we're out of time for you, my friend, but one more question for you if you're still there. Does the Catholic religion say that Julia is going to go burn in hell because she had sex before she was married?
Without forgiveness, yes.
Interesting. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. How could you want to be involved in some sort of organization like that?
Because it's not based on anything.
It's just based on control. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. And if you're looking to buy computer parts, you can shop over at newegg.freetalklive.com. I was just there tonight, as a matter of fact. Need to get a new router. Only have one in the house, and if the router goes bad, you need to have another one to replace it if you're doing what we're doing. So I bought myself a brand new router, and it was on sale, and they're apparently having a free shipping sale. I don't know if it's free shipping on everything. I didn't look closely enough, but free shipping on a lot of stuff.
I love free shipping. Yeah. When sites offer that, it's a good selling point.
Over at newegg.freetalklive.com. So when you enter Newegg through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. And also amazon.freetalklive.com. For everything else you need in life, Amazon sells it, and we get a good percentage from Amazon if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Rodney, listening to KBYO-FM in Louisiana. Hello, Rodney.
Hello, hello.
You are on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was listening to you guys, and this is my first time calling in, and I thought this was a very interesting open conversation.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to kind of get up to speed. You guys don't believe that there is one God created of everything?
Well, that's it. Julia, you want to answer that question first, and then I'll answer, because I think Julia and I have slightly different beliefs.
Yeah, I don't believe that at face value, no. I also do not spend a lot of time thinking about it, and I don't really care.
I believe that as a pantheist, I believe that everything is God. I mean, if I'm going to be using that term, I believe that essentially the universe is God, that there's not some sort of monotheistic father figure God up in the sky determining what's right and what is wrong. I think that all that is, that is God. Essentially, everything that you see is God. There's no consciousness necessarily to it. There's not somebody making a decision as to what you've done, whether it's right or wrong. There's no set scripture of rules that you need to follow. I think that I don't even know that answers your question, that essentially all that is the universe is God. Does that make sense?
Okay, so do you believe in evolution?
Yes. I guess I'm not really a real adherent to it. I don't know a lot about it, but I think that there's something to the idea that creatures just essentially went in certain directions based on a variety of different environmental factors. I think that there's something to that.
So it seems like you don't know a lot about either one.
Yes, I'm a talk show host. I know a little bit about everything.
Okay. All right. So with evolution, it seems to me that there is an ongoing existence of this world, that it's been here for billions and billions of years, whereas the Bible preaches or teaches that this earth has been around for about 6,000 years.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure science has disproven that claim, but yes, that is what, as I understand it, that is the case.
Well, you know, I don't know that science has proved that, because even with the archaeologists and all of that, they even pay people to put a timer on it.
A timer?
As to how old this thing is.
Well, carbon dating, from what I can tell, is a pretty accurate way to figure out how old things are.
Well, I've heard that even with things that they find, they can pay to date them.
I'm not sure what that means. Does that mean they hire somebody to figure out how old it is?
Well, they hire them and tell them how old they want it to be.
I see where you're coming from. I suppose that's possible, but considering we have competition in the realm of science, I'm sure that you know, if somebody made a claim on something's on how long something has been around, and somebody didn't believe it, they could test it for themselves and come up with their own determination.
Yeah, and something else I heard. You know, it speaks about Noah, a day when, you know, this whole earth was underwater. And that, you know, there was only one family that
you can't
made
bring up
out.
Noah unless Mark is here.
Well, I mean, go ahead with your point about Noah. I'd like to hear what you have to say.
But there's a thing where, you know, they're finding a lot of things in high ground still, like in places like Wyoming and places like that, that look like it may have escaped from a flood. Even in Alabama, the Chia Mountain, the highest point in all of Alabama, they know that that area has been underwater and that they found seashells up there.
Well, again, I mean, I don't know what you're referring to. I mean, I'm going to take your word for it, presuming it's all true. I mean, again, you were being skeptical of what the scientists could do, and I'll be equally as skeptical of what your, you know, religious scientists will do. I mean, it's very, very well possible they planted the shells there. I don't know. I don't have an answer for you.
And here's something else. Even with the if I were to take your right leg and bury it, and then take your other leg and soak it in salt water. Let's just say for, I don't know, a couple of months. If I take it and then bury it, and then I dig both of them up a year later, the archaeologists will get a different time period for each one. Now, the one with the salt, they may say it's, I don't know, 1,000 years old. They can't be sure. Something that the salt does.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure carbon dating, carbon 14 dating, is pretty accurate. I mean, I'm no scientist, so I can't speak from true expertise here, but I'm pretty sure that, you know, you cut open that bone and you date it from the inside with the carbon 14 dating process, and you'll get an accurate date as to how old it is. Maybe I'm wrong about that, and maybe some of our more scientific listeners can call in to either verify what you're saying or to completely, disprove whatever it is you're saying. This is an open format show, and anybody really can call about anything. But I think there's also a possibility that what you're dealing with here is essentially there's a certain bias, confirmation bias, that people have when they have a belief system, and as many religious people do, they want to find evidence to support their belief system and will ignore all of the evidence that opposes their belief system. Mm-hmm. And if you want to talk about the Noah story, I mean, it's one of the most absurd stories in the Bible. Are you a literalist? Do you believe that the Bible is actually literal in its interpretation, or is it something that should be analyzed and thought about and looked at and interpreted differently than it's actually written?
Well, is there, like, symbolism? Yes.
So you don't believe literally. Do you believe that that Noah built a big old ship, found two of each animal, put them on there, and floated around for a while?
Well, like I say, I think there's evidence of that already.
So well, you believe literally that that happened?
And maybe I missed something, but what I heard you state evidence of was a flood, which is not evidence of some guy building a boat and putting animals on it.
Well, the whole world being covered with water would be some evidence of... You know, what the Bible says is that there was a flood and everybody on the earth died except for the people in the ark.
I just don't see as what you said as evidence of that necessarily. I see that as evidence of a flood or water one time being above the mountains in America.
So you believe that the entirety of the world's population was started by the people that were on Noah's ship?
Or restarted?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, actually, I believe that this world started with Adam and Eve.
But then they restarted it with the Noah ship people, basically?
I mean, here's the thing. We're
really
talking about how many ways do you know that this world has been started? One is evolution. The other one is the Bible.
But it could be
something that we just don't
know.
It could be something else. Yeah,
yeah I know, but I'm not an adherent. That we know of, there's only two, right?
Well, I think that lots of people have lots of different theories. I think that
so evolution is the Big Bang Theory.
I think there are several theories as to how the you're talking about you're confusing evolution with how the universe started. I mean, evolution is just as I understand it, a theory as to how different species adapt over time to the their circumstances and their environment.
You're talking about the theories
in regards to the universe beginning, and you know there are a variety of different ones for them out there. I mean, Big Bang is one of them, but I believe there are some others. And I hope that some of our more scientific listeners will call in here with a few things to say, because I didn't pay attention in science class. I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you.
All right.
800-259-9231.
I hope that this topic dies, because I really hate religious topics.
Well, so far, though, all we've gotten is calls from the religious people, and nobody has called in to really defend the more sciencey aspects of things. So, if you want, you're welcome to. At 800-259-9231, we go to Mike in Arizona. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Mike in Arizona, going once. Mike,
hello,
Mike, you're on the air.
Hi, my friend Lawrence told me to call into this show, and he said you guys are a bunch of libertarians, and I was listening to your show, and I was really, really, really excited when Barack Obama won, and I just wanted to see what you guys thought about the mandatory service.
Oh, national service! This sounds like an awful idea. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, I'm really excited about mandatory service.
I want you to tell me why.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe you. I want you to tell me why here in moments. Hang on. We'll bring Mike back in hour number three, and you can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. I'm sure I was wrong about some of the things I suggested about evolution or the Big Bang. So if you want to correct me, please do that. This is Free Talk Live, hour three, coming up.
Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.